You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
Because I am joined by Priya Sami from the band Bub. They're a Tamaki Makaurau band. They are a doo-wop punk is how they yeah. And I would like, introduce yourself. You are on now.
Kia ora. Hi, Jonathan. Thanks for having me. Hi, Radio 1. Hi, Dunedin peoples.
We're so happy to have you.
Yeah, it's cold. How cold is it?
Today was a high of 16, and that meant that everyone was out, everyone was sunbathing.
Like, shorts, singlets, yeah.
It was all on, like...
I love it. You guys are so much harder than us Aucklanders. We're like 1 degree down, and we're like...
The wind,
Ow. It's too cold, ouch.
But anyway, I've brought you on today, or while we brought you on, you've just put out an album recently, Can't Even is the name. How did you record that? How did that all go down?
Well, I used to have a project called Trip Pony, and my sister pointed out at one show that this tall... beautiful sound man was singing along to one of my songs, and that man was Bob Frisbee, and he became my friend. And you know, he's a man that, you know, loves the old ballads, and I don't know, we just hit it off. Like, musically, we love like great pop music, and we're not cool about it, you know. We like all sorts of music. And then I started writing these songs after a breakup, and I recorded the first single, King of Wands, on my laptop in Ableton, and I played it for Bob, and he was like, let's do this. I was like, I've got no money. And then he was like, I don't care, let's record these songs. And then, with Bob's help, we got funding, and a long time later, it's an actual record. And I had my friend Dan, who played in Trip Pony, he came over to my house and played bass on just on my laptop. And then I lucked out. Alex Freer was using my brother-in-law's studio, and he was like, yeah, I'll record some drums on that song. And he did, and he's like a robot. And all my recording was like latent as F, and he still played in time. And I don't know, it's just a legend. And those two are on the album. And also Mrs. Julian Casablancas, which is like an old song from high school. Although I still kind of am obsessed. I'm kind of still obsessed with him. It's Julian Casablancas, come on.
How can you? And he's reappeared on that too. He made a
true that. But Liz Stokes is the only other person on the album. And she plays trumpet on Mrs. Julian Casablancas. And she's just a genius, eh? Like, I know her from when she played trumpet in like the Baby Shakes, and but it's so cool because she's smashing it now. Beth's taken
nice.
Over.
You're getting it all. You're just getting all the wonders of Aotearoa. Just managing to squeeze it. How do you squeeze them all in one album?
So lucky. So lucky.
I'd also like to mention the album release party.
I've seen
the pictures. You're making me jealous.
It was so much. It was so much. I was so overwhelmed. And I think Gabby Lardy's on the spin-off like put it so nicely. Like, it wasn't, you know, like, it was a Thursday night, so it's already like a school night for lots of people. And it was just really joyous. And I actually can't remember it because I was absolutely terrified. I don't know about you, but if I, you know, like, leading up to a show, I'm like actually sick. I feel sick, you know, like I'm so full of nerves. But that night, having all those special guests come up and play the songs with me, it felt a little less scary to be up there. And I was also getting excited, and I had my bloody teacher from jazz band in high school, Edwina Thorn, come up and play cornet for Mrs. Julian Casablancas, and she hasn't changed at all. She's so hot and intense and incredible. So it was actually such a magical night, and I don't think it's sunk in yet. I see the pictures and I'm like, when did that happen?
It's all a blur. It's a big blackout. But there were all these who did all like the, it looked like there was lots of like art behind and stuff like that.
Yeah. So I actually, the Meg who did the Fimo art on the record, I was freaking out about how we could make that Neck of the Woods stage less dark.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey Meg, what do you think? You know, what would you do? And she was like, I reckon King of Wands single art cutouts like a school play and just brighten up the stage like that. And then my friend Petra, because I've been working on a film at the same time as trying to organize this shit. And Petra was like, don't worry, got it. And then Petra and Zamir, TR, Ethan, they all hung out. We all painted this cardboard. And then, I added some red LEDs into the skulls that night. And, it came together so well. And I've come to a point in my life where I don't want to freak out all the time, and I don't want to feel like shit. And I want things to be fun and happen as they happen, and that night was one of those things of just like all these people coming through and just being ultimate humans.
Yeah, and you must. It was really supportive. but you did it.
Yeah,
you did
it. Yeah, but at the same time, I'm still like, you're a piece of shit, and you don't deserve anything. But no. But I'm switching it around, Jonathan. Yeah. I promise. I'm not going to do meditation, but I am going to try and tell myself to shut the fuck up when it's bad stuff. Yeah. Sorry.
No. But no, it's nice. It must be fun being a performer, just having like a night for you. Like just being like, look at me, look at what I've done. It must be scary, but like, it's just, but like,
yeah,
people are having a good time.
Yeah, but that's the problem. Like, I'm not a good... I worry... I don't like throwing parties. I don't like having birthdays because I'm worried about everyone else having a good time, so I never have a good time.
Yeah.
And you actually have to just not do that and just be like, people are responsible for themselves and you don't expect other people at their parties to look after you, so why do you think you have to do that? Mm-hmm. But anyway, the whole point is... Music's great because I can hide behind it.
Yeah.
That's my thing. And I do love performing, but I don't like everything that has to go with it. Like, I cried about, I just wish I could play music. Wish I could record music, perform music, and that would be it. But no, you have to send stuff. At the moment, the record is not in any shops, and you know why? Because I don't know how to do that, and I'm figuring it out.
Well, that reminds me, I did also see you got some vinyl come in
for
that. Beautiful and purple and translucent inside.
How do you get exciting.
Organized? How does that even happen?
The people at Holiday Records... I hit them, it was like, I think it took like 10 weeks because, they're the only pressing plant in New Zealand and support local, am I right?
Yeah.
And then my friend Gabby like helped design the record. I have no idea. I love paint, but Photoshop, Canva, I don't know really what I'm doing. And, Surinanka actually mastered the vinyl ones. Yeah, it was just, there's all these steps, eh? You think, sweet, finish the album, and then, no, gotta do that, gotta do that, gotta do that, gotta do that. Should have started that 3 weeks ago. Should have ordered those 3 months ago. You're just learning. I'm going to try and figure out a spreadsheet that I can share to people so they don't have to go through all of the like blindsidedness I went through.
Tips and tricks and how to do that thing that looks really easy but is really, really hard.
And honestly, I just want to like hug everyone that's ever finished anything ever because it was ups and downs. And I just think we should really, really appreciate people that do this because it's so hard. It's so fun. It's so fun, and I'm grateful to be able to do it. Mm. But yeah, power to those people that do it all the time. I mean,
well, another one of your feats I'll mention is your song New Amsterdam off the album. It's just, you've recently put out a music video. Was that like 3 weeks ago, I think?
Yeah, about then.
Firstly, was that just an excuse to show off your wardrobe?
Oh my god. Absolutely. No, we hired a lot of that stuff from First Scene, which is a costume place, because I've like worked in film. I have lots of friends, and I go, hey, I want to look 70s. How do I do that? And they're like, just go to First Scene. You know, it'll take too long to go to op shops and find the right things. Yeah. And then First Scene are really supportive too. Like, they know it's a low budget video, so you know, they're really helpful. And I have these ideas for songs, and I just want to do it myself. And so I directed that video, and I just wanted it to be like Womack and Womack teardrops, you know, like a live performance. But then I wanted it to come through with the Needs More Cowbell skit. It's an absolute total ripoff, but it's an absolute only in hopefully 1970s New Zealand. My biggest achievement for that video was doing the Whakamutunga flag. I sewed that out of canvas.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
How many hours does that take? Like,
a lot longer than I thought it would.
Yeah.
But it was satisfying. I just, you know, when you have to do it, you do it, and you don't sleep, and that's fine.
It's a good one. You could probably at least do while you're just, I don't know, listening to a podcast, or I don't know, trying to share.
Instagram
Reels, much, much more productive than
Instagram. Oh, yeah, because Instagram Reels, you still have to use your hands, eh? Yeah. But that was another time of just everyone coming together, and Kura Forrester and Scotty Cotter. Scotty Cotter was in our video Dreams. He was the power man, one of my options, but he was too clingy. And then Kura was like, well, why didn't you ask me to be in the video? And then I was like, and so this is the video for Kura, and she absolutely steals the show. It was very fun to be jealous of her. I mean, was I acting? I don't know. Nah, I wasn't. Nah, it was really funny. And it was a really fun day. It was actually Dan's birthday. So we had lunch at the food court in Lim Chow, and then we brought him a cake and sang him happy birthday. And everyone joined in. It was real cute. So happy birthday, Dan.
Yeah, happy late birthday. where was it? Where did you record it? Was it in like a radio studio, it looked kind of like, or?
Well, it's actually Bob's Frisbee studio that we recorded the album in, but we had to turn the place upside down for the video shoot, and I basically revitalized this Bob's life in the space. But he was kind of, it was a lot, but it came out really good because now there's a big space to for people to rehearse. And yeah, I take that as a win. Sorry, Bob, it was a lot.
Time for a renovation, like.
Yeah, I mean, that place is so nice. It's not often you get to record somewhere where there's natural light and like a window, and it's right out on K Road. So when you're zoning out, you can just stare out and see like cool people on the street.
Just admire their fits. Just like,
yeah. Yeah. See the hot firemen, fire guys come through.
Yeah.
Ruin a take with the fire engines. Yeah, sweet.
Yeah.
We're in the city, man. Urban.
Right.
Sorry.
No.
I'm talking so much shit. Sorry.
That's why we're here.
Sorry, Radio 1.
I will also mention you've got two gigs, probably more, but two gigs that I'm aware of coming up very, very soon. There's one tomorrow at Real Groovy. How does that work, playing it, just playing in the record store?
Well, they've got like a really cool setup, and they've been doing quite a lot of in-stores.
I know my dad's been there once, I think.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, anyway.
Yeah. Right. I just, I love that place. I've bought records there. Mainly I buy gifts. Yeah. It's really good when I'm like trying to get some little things for my nieces and nephews, because they've always got those crack up like novelty shit.
Yeah.
And yeah, so
your bobbleheads, I always, and posters.
They're always a Christmas stop. And then, yeah, just going in and spending way too long looking at records and being like, I can't afford this shit, and then not eating, you know.
Yeah. You do what you got.
Yeah, to yeah. I'm excited. We're playing with George Villa, who I've just listened to, and Phoebe Rings. So Alex, who drums on the album, drums in Phoebe Rings, and just wrote their like recent single "Fading Star." So I'm really excited to see them, and they're going on tour, so I won't see them for like a couple of months, but it's fine, you know, they've got to like be amazing and stuff, but
if they must,
you know.
Will they be dual wielding, playing in yours and your own?
No, I stole Joe and David from Princess Chelsea. I've stolen the drummer, David Joel Harris, and I've stolen the keys, Joe Capitain. It was supposed to be just jamming. We were just jamming some new demos because I'm ready for the second album. Hey. I'm ready for it. And then they're just really, really awesome at music, Jonathan. Like, they're just two people that absolutely get it. And I don't speak music. Like, all of my band have like degrees, and I'm just like, yeah, maybe it could be like a little darker. You know, could you do the? And they're like, we've been talking about like dropping a sack of potatoes, which is something that one of David's tutors used to say to him. Which is like a drum fill where it's like, and it sounds like dropping a sack of potatoes.
I like that.
That's not really a good story, God. No, oh my God.
But I love singer, how the singer, the way they talk to the drummer is such, the drummer must, I've never been able to crack, like, I don't know what they want from me. Like, what do they want me to tell them?
I think, you know, positive reinforcement, you know, saying maybe swap around, you know, give them a chance to get out of the behind the drums.
Walk in someone else's
David,
shoes.
David, you're going to feature tomorrow. You're going to be playing guitar and singing. He could. That's the thing. He could. They all play everything.
It's, yeah.
They're like wizards.
It's awful. Like, musical, like next thing that you're just like, oh god, oh, you can play the saxophone too. Oh
yeah. Oh, shut up.
And you're amazing at it too.
Why do you carry around your degree like that? It's really oh man.
Putting us all to shame. We love it.
I love them. And I spent so long of my life thinking I couldn't have a band, and how would I, you know, like, because I don't speak that language that well, you know, like, how would I do that? And Dan is a really good translator for me. Mm. I'm like, Dan, what am I asking here? I want it to be like, blah, 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 and then he'll like say the technical thing. It's really funny. I know I've got so many musical nerds friends, and they come up to me and they're like, the melody in this song is blah, blah, blah. And I kind of like, don't understand, or like I should remember, like I should record it and so I can repeat that and sound smart one day. But nah, I because my sister came down to Dunedin and studied did the pop music degree. I remember her being told like what she should do with certain songs, and I was like, I would never want that. Like, for me, I don't care if there's it's not right. If it sounds right to me, then I'm going to go with it.
Yeah.
And maybe my songs are like simple or whatever, but it feels right and it feels good. And it's just a way for me to get these annoying feelings out. Mm. So yeah.
Well, that's what artistic expression is. That's all it is just doing what sounds right to you. And well, just hope people enjoy it, and you don't have to hope. I can confirm it.
Oh, stop! You're too kind. Yeah. That's the other thing about releasing an album. It's like, oh, everyone's gonna hate this. No one's gonna care. Oh shit! Oh no. There you go. There it is for everyone to judge. Okay.
Well, speaking of, we'll be playing after this interview ends for you to judge yourself.
Judge me. Radio 1, judge me.
Put it up to your own ears. See what you think.
If you don't like it, maybe you could. You might just not say anything. Maybe you just give it a number out of 10, because that might hurt my feelings less.
No, we can assure. If they've got good taste, at least, that's...
Yeah. Jonathan, I mean, I'm not in Dunedin now, but if you do have any haters, you can sort them out, right?
Yeah.
I'm on
them. Yeah. Don't you even worry.
Bam. See ya. I'll get them some culture.
I'll culture them. I'll mansplain to them what music is. They won't be prepared.
Music isn't just all beats, okay? Sometimes there's guitars.
Yeah.
It's been great talking to you.
I'm glad.
I love the students.
I don't know if I can swear, but it's been great talking shit with you. It has been... If you are around Tamaki Makaurau, you can check them out. Like we said, Real Groovy tomorrow, 6 to 8 p.m, as well as Whammy Bar Saturday night with... Is it Guardian Singles and Powernap?
Powernap's
such a good name. That's hilarious.
And it's so the opposite of a power nap. It's how you feel after a power nap. Because Chris is like... so pumping. It's so good.
Three espressos down.
It's so good. I can't wait for that party. It's going to be fun.
And if you aren't in Tamaki Makaurau here in Otipoti, you can check them out on Spotify. It is at Bub and just B-U-B. Just to spell it out for you. Anyway, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you. Lovely to meet you.
Really lovely to meet you. Yeah. Well, I look forward. We'll let them judge you. I'll be judging you too.
Judge me.
Anyway, thank you. This is New Amsterdam by Bob. Enjoy. We'll be right back.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.